I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking to Rob Campia, the founder and head of Marijuana Policy Project, which is celebrating its 15th anniversary. Rob, congratulations on that. What prompted you to start MPP 15 years ago?
Well, 15 years ago, there had really been no one lobbying Congress in almost two decades on the marijuana issue. And so since I was living in D.C. at the time and I saw this gaping need, I started up MPP in January of 95 with two friends of mine.
What's the absolute mission of MPP?
The mission is to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
In a recent press release, you talked about kind of 15 great things that have happened in the past 15 years about marijuana policy. What's been good about the past 15 years?
Well, all the 13 state-level medical marijuana laws have been enacted in the last 15 years. So if you just try to think back to 15 years ago, medical marijuana being illegal across the entire country, public support for making marijuana legal for recreational use was down in the high teens or low 20s. So things have changed, not only with regard to passing these state-level laws. We also passed a marijuana decriminalization law in Massachusetts with 65% of the vote. And then the Obama administration has been the best presidential administration on the medical marijuana issue.
That doesn't necessarily say very much.
I think that was a big victory for our cause, because when you have the U.S. Attorney General saying that the DEA and the Attorney General's office is not going to go after medical marijuana providers in the states where it's legal, that then encourages more activity on the medical marijuana issue, because they don't have that fear of the federal thugs coming in and kicking in their doors.
What explains the shift in certainly in medical marijuana? I mean, kind of really starts in 96, right, with California and Arizona. But what explains the shift towards a more progressive, enlightened attitude towards medical marijuana?
Well, I think that the public support for medical marijuana has been in the high 70s for many, many years. So I don't really see a change in polling on that. The reason that we've had progress in the last 15 years is because we've actually had some money to spend to take that public support and to turn it into actual policy change, meaning we have money to pay for lobbyists in Vermont or Rhode Island, or we have money to do a signature drive in Montana or Michigan. It's really just money that's converting it into actual policy change.
And now the public opinion, as it's measured in polls, for legalization of marijuana is also at an all-time high.
Right.
What do you think explains that? Because it's not as if this is the late 70s and use rates are climbing, or where it's very kind of common out in the public. What explains a kind of enthusiasm for legalizing or at least decriminalizing marijuana?
Well, the Gallup organization, which is the only organization that's done a consistent poll since 1969, has found that making marijuana legal, is how they word it, has hit the support level of 44% nationwide in 2009, which is a far higher number than even in the 60s or the 70s. The reason that it's climbing, I think, is a couple different things. One is the proportion of the American population that's had some personal experience with marijuana, either personally or they've seen it, is at a higher level than ever before. You know, in the 70s, you point out that use was kind of rampant. That's true. Late 70s, teenagers and college students were smoking openly in public. But the proportion of the entire American population that used at some point in the 70s was lower than what we have today. So that demographic change each year, with the population becoming more comfortable with it, I think translates into support for making it legal. And the other thing I think that's happened is that when you have credible institutions and personalities talking about medical marijuana and that being in the news a lot, that's changed the image of a marijuana user from some countercultural, unemployed, hippie type stereotype to people who are sympathetic. You know, grandma who has cancer, or the AIDS patient down the street, or Montel Williams with multiple sclerosis. So I think having a more accurate image of marijuana users in pop culture has also then, I think, turned the heat off a little bit in terms of people's desire to incarcerate.
Who are the responsible drug users or marijuana users that are not medical marijuana users in the public view that you think help change the image of the pot user from a kind of unemployed hippie slacker to people who are, smoking pot the way that some people drink martinis?
Well, it's tough to really point to a few people. I think it's just the fact that there's so many hundreds of opinion leaders or celebrities that have actually come out. You know, Carl Sagan was one, I think, that was very important since he was a well-respected scientist and he was using for recreational use. I don't know how much play that got. I remember it very clearly because I work on the issue. But and then you have high-level politicians that I think is probably the most important because it makes it harder for them to be hypocritical, at least. So you have Newt Gingrich, who is very open about his past use, Clarence Thomas. And then you have the last three presidents who have used marijuana, regardless of how honest they want to be about how they word their answers. And, you know, and then, of course, almost every Democratic presidential candidate in the last couple of cycles has admitted to past use. So I think when you have politicians who are the least likely to admitting it, it makes it easier for everyone else to admit.
And, you know, what I think when they get around to admitting future drug use, then it'll totally be time for legalization.
Yeah, that would be a game changer.
What are your hopes for the next 15 years of MPP? What are the goals that you want to see achieved?
Well, I just actually finished writing our three-year strategic plan for 2010 to 2012. And in that plan, I sketch out a future where in 4 years we could pass legislation on the federal level that would get the federal government out of medical marijuana entirely. So basically codify the Obama administration's informal policy. And then making marijuana completely legal in at least one state in the next 3 years, meaning California, Colorado, or Nevada.
And that's for recreational or medical use?
That's right. That would be complete, treating it like alcohol in one of those states. So that's just the next 3 years. Since you asked me about 15 years from now, I fully intend on having marijuana be completely legal in the entire country 15 years from now.
What would be the benefits of legal marijuana?
One is that instead of spending an enormous amount of government resources going after marijuana users, that it would instead we would have legitimate businesses making legitimate money and having employees who'd be legal, whether it's growing or selling or packaging or whatever. So it's the money issue. Secondly, with 800,000 plus marijuana arrests a year, almost all of which are for simple possession, that's an enormous wear and tear on the criminal justice system. So by making marijuana legal, you're allowing the police to focus on real crime. You're helping the workload of the public defenders, the courts being clogged, judges' time, and jail space. So there's the whole criminal justice system would be helped with it. And with marijuana in Massachusetts, when we decriminalized just for personal possession, we overnight reduced the arrest rate for all offenses in Massachusetts by 6%. And so 6% might not sound like a lot, but if you're an overworked public defender, taking 6% of your docket away would be a really good thing. So there's all kinds of benefits, not to mention, of course, that if marijuana were completely legal and regulated like alcohol, then people who need it for medical purposes would just be able to go down to the store and get it.
Well, I want to thank you, and congratulations on the first 15 years. I would hold a blunt up if I had one to wish you well for the next 15.
Thank you very much.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie, and I was talking with Rob Campia, founder of the Marijuana Policy Project.